Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav, 166, as we start a new parsha. Parsha's Tazria, the Sefer Chinuch tells us there are seven mitzvahs. Seven mitzvahs, Yishba Sheva mitzvahs, Chamesh mitzvahs aseh, Vashem mitzvahs los aseh, five aseis and two los aseis, and the first one is a biggie. First one is mitzvahs inyan tumas yoledes. The mitzvah of the tumah that goes on to a woman after she has a baby. Right, we discussed way back after Sukkot last year, mitzvah number one in the Torah is the mitzvah pruravu. That's having the children. That's the mitzvah on the man. But this is a mitzvah relating to women specifically and not to the man, and that is tumas yoledes. The Torah tells us, by Dabar Shema Moshe Lemar, Dabar Abnei Yisrael Lemar, Isha Kisaz Riyav Yolda Zachar, when a woman has a baby, a male, a boy, Vitama Shivas Yamim, Mida Oraisa, she is Tame for 7 days. Kime Nidas Tivosa Titmar, just like for Nida, which we'll talk about this later in the Parsha, that's a normal period that a woman gets. She's tame for 7 days. So if a woman has a child, she's tame for 7 days, no matter what. Whether there is blood, there isn't blood, she is tame. There's tumas yoledes, as we'll talk about more. Okay, day eight is the bris milah. Why is that pasuk there? So that's the tishvi even b'shabbos. And then the Torah describes shloshim yom u'shloshes yamim teishebit meitara. After 7 days of Tumah, there are 33 days of Tahara, as we'll talk about in the Chinuch, but first we're reading it in the Pesukim. And that is, for 33 days after the seven, then the woman is Tahara to her husband, no matter what. No matter what's coming out of her, that's Yemei Tohar. So automatically, 7 and 33 for a boy. P'chal Kodesh lo Sigav, HaMikdash lo Tavar, M'lo Yemei Tahara. But still, she's not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, read Karbanos, until the 40 days are over. For a female, it's double. V'mekeva Teileid, V'tama Shvu'ayim, K'nidasa. A female is Tame for 14 days, and Shishim Yom Sheshis Yom Teshav Adonai Tamara, 66 Yimei Tohar. So 7 and 33 for a boy, and 14 and 66 for a girl, and Vablos Yimei Tara, when she finishes all those days, the 40 and the 80, so then she brings Karbanos, because the Yoledes is Chayav Karbanos, right? Every woman who has Zochet to have a baby, Bizman Hazeh, has to keep track how many babies she had. Maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Moshiach will come today. And she'll have to bring all the sets of Karbanos, all the Karbanos Yoledes. And you bring that, and then she's totally Tahora. Okay, so that's the concept, the mitzvah of Tumas Yoledes. Again, like we said from the Rambam and the Ramban in the last parsha, the Ramban would not count this mitzvah, because it's just like all Tumas. I don't count any Tumas. Tumas Nevelo, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas this. The Ramban says it's all Tomei, just count the mitzvah of being Tomei, not like going into the base of Mikdash. Just like the Ramban says, you don't count all different types of Bali, Mumin, this Mumin, that Mumin, that Mumin, you can't give as a carbon. No, there's a halacha that you can't bring a Mum as a carbon. So too, you can't be Tomei going into the Mikdash, but you don't count all the different Tumas as separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam does. So the Chinuch follows him right here. So says the Chinuch, L'tamei hayoledes. The mitzvah for the yoledes, the woman who just had a baby, to be no heges tuma klomar ha'isha kishetei leichetia tmei labayla she'll be tmei labayla v'koshken lataris. There's a tuma that twofold. Number one, she's tamei in terms of kachim, in terms of making things tamei, but also, of course, isra labayla. She's not allowed to be with her husband. Usually, tuma is just tuma and tara, but this yoledes is not only tuma in terms of the impurity idea, but also in terms of the isra idea. That a woman is not allowed to touch her husband within midaraisa for 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl. Shivas yamim shkitele zachar v'shvoyim shkitele nekeva. Shemar ikisha kizas v'yavyalda zachar v'chulu. Okay, before we get into the Sharshiyam, oh, let's do this first, and I'll do afterwards some other news. Misharshiyam mitzvah hakdama. Let me explain. Ein safek, the chinuch's idea behind tumas yoledes is that all imbalance in our bodies comes ultimately from an imbalance in our spiritual lives. And if we have some type of choli, it's because spiritually we have a certain type of choli, and we're not totally balanced. Ein safek, ki choli b'nei adam yavo, o b'nei moser shebegov, o b'nei chisaron. There's too much of something or too little of something. O mitzad hefsid, sheyakabo me'ezu siba shetiyah. Or something that my body is lacking. Ki be'emes, kol zman sheateva yashar b'tachlas hayosher. As long as we are naturally in a perfect izun, in a perfect balance, v'lo kibel hefsid davar, lo yech laguf, we won't get sick. V'cheit b'nei adam yevi'am lahadif o lahachzir b'mashetzorach l'tivim v'yechalu. Because we have an imbalance in our spiritual lives, many times that leads to our physical goof being having something extra or lacking something. So therefore he goes, so to Tobas Yoledes, he explains it in the way of there must be something because she's weak, because she's been through a lot, and there's a lot of dam coming out. All of that reflects a certain spiritual state, and therefore that's where the tuba comes from. Somewhat difficult to understand. She's doing a mitzvah. She's in a process because physically she's having a baby. So, but that's the chinuch goes through that, goes down that path in terms of the teva being affected by chait. There are many other ideas, though, that I wanted to mention in terms of tumas yoledes. Where does tumas yoledes come from? Why is she tameh? Why is she tummy for 7 and 14 days? What did she do wrong? What did she do wrong? So the Gemara talks about why she has to bring a karban. She has to bring a karban chatas. But we're going to focus on the tumah. Why the tumah? So a number of ideas. We mentioned a number of these ideas in the Parsha Shirim in the past, but now to mention them again. First of all, Rav Hirsch mentions that all tumah at root comes from a vacuum of life. Right? A person dies. Aviavos ha-tumah. That's the granddaddy of all tumah. A nevela is a dead animal. All types of tumah. Nida is a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. That's where that tumah comes from. Says Rav Hirsch, when it comes to tumas yoledes is that she used to have another life inside of her. And now, obviously, the life is born, it's beautiful, but there's a vacuum of life in her, because now she's only herself and not her baby. That causes tumah. That's tumas yoledes. And not only that, says Rav Hirsch, but by a woman, by a girl, by a daughter, it's even more tummy double because this daughter has the power to give, create even more life. So not only did you have more life in you, you had a life that could cause bring other life that was now not in her, and therefore that causes tumah. So that's Rav Hirsch's idea related to tumas yoledes. Number one. Number two, another thought that's mentioned by the Hegyone Shel Torah. Rav Fuhrer mentioned this in a Parsha Shir also a couple of years ago, that when a woman has a baby, all of her faculties and her love are totally focused on that baby. It's natural. She cannot think of anything else in the world at that moment, besides, first of all, the pain that she's in. But once the baby comes out, that moment, it's all the baby. It's all the overflowing love that she has for the baby. Ve'ena mashira makom kol shehi la'av acheres. There's no room for any other love. At she'eni musugelas l'kayim b'yameila. At that moment, it's natural. It's not her fault. But at that moment, it's impossible for her to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha. Because all the love at that moment is naturally channeled to the baby. Lo kol ein b'Yisrael, hu mishir kamaso shel Yaakov Avinu. We are not on the level of Yaakov Avinu, who at the moment that he sees Yosef HaTzadik, what does he do at that moment? He says Kriya Shema. Why? Says the Stipler, say many others. The Gorari talks about this too. That's what the Stipler quotes the Maharal. Because he had such amazing feelings of love, he wanted to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's Yisrael. That's not the average Yehudi, the average Jew. We are at a level that we have an unbelievable amount of love. Afterwards, we'll have a Karas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at that moment, there has to be, naturally, a Chisar and a vacuum of Avas Hashem that causes the Tumah. Because there's a second, even for a moment, that we cannot fulfill that mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That's what the Hegyone Shel Torah suggests. Finally, the third idea I wanted to mention, I mentioned the Hegyone Shel Torah, one final idea from the Kotzker. The Kotzker says that the Gemara in Tainis, on the first daf, on daf Beis, says there are three keys that Hashem did not give to anybody. Which basically means there's direct hashgacha by three types of events. Gimel Maftechos Lomasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elanim Sam Biyado. Rain, Tchias HaMesim, and Leida. Leida is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodu V'atzmo. He's in the labor room. So whenever a woman's having a baby, there's a Hashras HaShechina there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's guiding the baby out. Memela, the second that the baby is born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his job. He leaves. That vacuum of Hashras HaShechina, that causes the tumah. That causes the tumah. He says, He says, that's tumas meis. What's tumas meis? There was a tselem elokim. Tselem elokim in the person. Now there's less godliness in the world. There's less tselem elokim. So memela, that causes tumah. That's part of the tumas meis. It's even why how Rav Soloveitchik explained the minug in base Avel to cover the mirrors. Where does that come from? Covering the mirrors. Why do we cover the mirrors? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because when I look in the mirror, that is celebrating my Tzelem Elokim. That's celebrating who I am. I look in the mirror, I'm a gavra, I'm a person. So we cover the mirrors as a symbol that Tzelem Elokim has been lessened in this household. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik was makpid, and some of his Talmidim follow this. And that is not only the, this is not the Minhag HaOlam, not only the mirrors, but even pictures. Your pictures on the piano, right? That also is covered. So the Minhag HaOlam is just the opposite. Till Dafka have more pictures and look at pictures during a Shiva house. But Rav Soloveitchik felt that that was an extension of the covering the mirrors, but that's where it comes from, the fact that the Shechina was leaving. And he quotes, the Shemana Tov even quotes an amazing story from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was talking to one of his Talmidim, and he said, you know, you want to see somebody special, go to such and such a village, and you'll see somebody amazing. So it sounds like, really? The Baal Shem Tov says he's great. So he goes to such and such a village. He says, spend Shabbos with him. So he goes, and he spends the Shabbos. He goes there. He's a Pasha. He's like, okay, the Baal Shem Tov says, you want to come to me? Okay, fine. So he kicks him in, and he has a beautiful Shabbos, but nothing special. Friday night meal, regular meal, Divrei Torah, regular Shabbos morning. He's waiting. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Nothing. He's a regular Jew. He's a wonderful guy, but he's a regular Jew. Why'd the Baal Shem Tov tell me to go see this person? He's not, what's special about him? And then comes Shalashudis. Shalashudis, the man is running around town. Do you eat Shalashudis yet? Do you eat Shalashudis yet? He's Dafka trying to gather a minion for Shalashudis. Why is he so makbid to gather a minion? No, he doesn't ask questions yet. He gathers a minion, he asks Shalashudis, wonderful, beautiful. After Shabbos, he goes and asks him, why were you so makbid about gathering a minion for Shalashudis? He says, you don't understand. We know that B'shas Yitzias Neshama, when a person dies, there's a special schus to have a minion there. To say, Kaddish Ma Yisrael, Shalashudis, the Neshama Yisera is leaving every week. How can we not acknowledge it? How can we make sure not to have a minion? So he says, oh, now I understand the Baal Shem Tov, right? Whenever there's a siluk of Shechina, we have to acknowledge it. And that's what the Kusker says is the source for Tumas Yoledes. Okay, so that is some of the Hashkafa behind this mitzvah. So now let's get into some of the halachas. Some of the halachas. If you look in the next, skipping a couple of paragraphs now, if you look at the end of the paragraph, Ubedom Lazeh, says the Sefer HaChinuch, this tumah, the first 7 days at least, is similar to the tumah of a nida. Similar to the tumah of a nida that, you know, it doesn't matter. We'll learn about the differences between nida and zava in the coming days. It doesn't matter if anything is coming out or not, b'shas, when she is a nida. So too by Yoledes, she is tameh. And he says, what's the ultimate purpose? So he's, look at the fourth wide line on the next page. O kedei laharchik kirvasan ksas min ha'adam, to distance the kirva between husband and wife, shelo yei ratzach reim kol hayamim, just like nida, so too yoledes. Ki is ganu beinav ksas bedavar alich lechahu sheyidem lo ishka tamid bavasan. The woman has a lot coming out of her right now, just like b'shas nidus, and Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, knew that the husband and wife need to take breaks in order to keep the magic, in order to keep the romance, in order to keep the couple excited with each other. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, and the Flamen Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says this by Nida, but he's extending it to Yoledes. Mipnei ma amar Torah Nida l'shiva, mipnei sharagil bava katzba. Because if a person is always mutter to be with his wife, he'll become accustomed to her, and it won't be any newness. Amra Torah te tamei shiva yamim kedei shetei chaviva al baila kishas kirisasa lechupa. There's a built-in impetus to keep the romance and to keep the excitement of a marriage by following halacha to always have constant breaks. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and therefore that is one of the ideas also behind this isser. One might say, which is 100% true, and that is, this is very hard. This is a very hard halacha, very hard mitzvah, in that, right when a woman starts going into labor, we're not going to talk about the details right now, the husband can no longer touch her. Right, once the water breaks, whatever, different shittas. But basically, from then on, for the next 5-6 weeks, he can't even, after the baby is born, he can't give his wife a hug. So it is a difficult halacha, in a chinami. But the Torah demands, that's why we have to be giborim. Rav Soloveitchik writes a beautiful, beautiful thought in The Rav Speaks, one of his English essays, page 104. If you ask me, this is Rav Soloveitchik talking, if you ask me who is a Jew, I would answer one who lives a life of heroism. In my eyes, a Jew is one who is ready to live heroically, to always be in the minority, to be able to fight against himself and against his own cold logic. What is a hero, though? The observance of mitzvahs is itself bound up with heroism. The capacity to break down one's will and the ability to overcome the natural, instinctive driving force in man are part of the unique Jewish talent for living heroically. That he quotes the Medrash on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the husband and a wife are in a room privately together, and all of a sudden the woman sees a tipas damka chardel, sees a drop of blood, what compels the young man to move away from his bride to whom he is drawn? An external force, a physical danger? No. Who would blame him were he to sin? Who would criticize him were he unable to overcome his impulse? Who would know about it at all? The entire drama takes place in the innermost chamber in the dead of the night. No iron wall shuts him out. Nothing. But the unique strength found in every Jew prevents him from acting rashly, from trampling fresh and beautiful flowers which cannot protect themselves and can complain against no one. This is silent heroism and strength. To follow the Dvar Hashem, it's not always easy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, knows what's best for us, and this is part of this halacha, that we get to be a hero, and to express our love for each other, not in the physical way. Okay? Continuing. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. Now let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah, see how much we could fit in here. Masha Omer Zechronim Lavracha, Shekola Yodos Tameos Valavi Shalom Ra'odam. As I mentioned before, if a woman has a baby, even if she sees no blood, somehow, if it's what's called a Leida Yaveshta, a dry birth, doesn't matter. There's still Tumas Leida, as long as you know it was a Leida. Sheyef Shalom Psichas Akever Balodam. It's impossible that the uterus opened without Dam. The Echad Yoled Eschai, O Meis V'Afilu Nefel, even Rachmanu Litzlan, a stillborn or a miscarriage. As long as the child was enough formed, again, different halachas, exactly how late, how developed the fetus has to be, but if it is a miscarriage, most of the time there would be, nowadays, there's just Tumas Nida, no specifically Tumas Yoledes, but Meikar Adin, the halachas of Tumah and Tara of Yoledes would apply even to a woman who has a miscarriage. She might be chayav the karbanis also. The Gemara talks about it. Next paragraph. V'zeh sha'anu omrim shetzricha lachosh levlad. Dafka sha'avro la arboam yomi shenisabra. As we know, a vlad, a fetus, gets a status in halacha only after 40 days after conception. It does not mean that it's a full nefesh at that point. We do not believe, like other religions believe, that that is a full life, and even if the mother's life is in danger, you're not allowed to do an abortion, because the baby is just a life like the mother's a life. We believe there is a certain level of life, a mixas nefesh, that kicks in once the baby is 40 days, once the fetus is 40 days old, but a mother's life is vaday. It's a vaday nefesh, and that's why, if a mother's life is in danger, she takes precedence over the child. Right? It comes up in various halachas, that idea of 40 days. Ava lo avra la arbam yom, and choshesh lo leida, if it's before 40 days, which most of the time women don't even know they're pregnant by that time, then you don't have to worry about leida. Okay, but this is the halachas, so we have the 7 and the 33, and we have the 14 and the 66. By the way, I didn't mention, in Os Beis of the Minchas Chinuch notes that a woman goes to the mikvah after day 7 and 14, respectively. V'hinei zman tfilasa, b'lal shmini, after day 7 or after day 14, she goes to the mikvah. She tries to go to the mikvah before these nights. Doesn't work. It's meaningless. She's tameya until the end of those 7 and 14 days. If it's after this night, then she can go even by yom on a d'oraisa level. But she goes to the mikvah at that point. She goes to the mikvah again after 40 and 80, in order to symbolize that she is now fully tahora, and she could go to the Beis HaMikdash, and she could eat karbanas, but there is that first level of tevila that she goes to. Turning the page for a minute, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'alzeh amru zechronim levracha, ki mayan echad hu, v'atara timaso, v'atara taharaso. Even if a woman has a flow between day 7 and 8, or 14 and 15, it doesn't matter. The Torah says 7 and 8, or 14 and 15, that is the break point. Even if there's still a constant flow, beforehand it's Tamei, and afterwards it's Tar. Last line of that paragraph, V'hu baruch hu yayda, Hashem knows, sh'ad oso azman adame mazikin, umisham ve'elech lo yaziku. From there on in, it's not mazik. Okay, says the Chinuch though, all of the Tumah that we're talking about here is not really Lamaisa today in terms of husband and wife. Why? V'achshav nagu kol yisro v'gadru atzman linhok Tumah b'dimei tohar. As we know, nowadays a woman, if she sees any type of dam, she is not with her husband, even if it is in the days of Tohar, right? 44, in the 40 and the 80, right? She's not, we're not Bo'al Adam. Tohar, Kamo B'Dimei, Tumas. That's why it's a good number of weeks, that before a husband and a wife can be together again after childbirth. Again, a lot of those weeks are needed anyway to allow the mother to heal. But again, that is the halacha that we follow. We follow today that a woman does not become tahora again to her husband unless she has 7 clean days, which takes a number of weeks before she could again count 7 clean days. She starts counting it at night. This is what B'nai Yisrael do. We get out of any type of suffix by observing this chumrah. Says the chinuch in the last paragraph, the aspect of the mitzvah that she is tamea applies always. She is tamea today. Daraisa, those first 7 days or 14 days, she is tamea daraisa. It doesn't make enough gemina to us anyway, because we are not even bal adam toar in the days afterwards. The overall level of bemezid, rachmana letzlan, if somebody would live with their wife bemezid during that time, that would be bitel aseizeh. Wouldn't be a los assay of Yoledes, it will be a bitel assay of this assay, and it will be a los assay of Nida, he says. The Gamar Alav Kamo Benida, Kinin Shakasav, Kimeni Dasvo Setitva, because the Torah compares this assay to Nida, and Nida has a los assay, so therefore one would violate that as well. Two other ha'aris relate, again, we could spend hours on the halachas of childbirth, but two other ha'aris, and number one is in terms of inducing. Inducing. Are there any issues of inducing? Rav Moshe has an important shuva in Yaradeya, Chelek Beis Simenayin Dalad, where Rav Moshe says, unless it is something specific, there's a danger in the pregnancy, and we're really worried about the health of the baby or the mother, you can't induce. And one should not induce. Right? If somebody wants to, the doctor's only here on certain days of the week, and therefore I want to do it. I want to do it early. I want to make sure it's not on Shabbos. So v'chulu v'chulu. We don't play those games. Rav Moshe says, if there is a specific health issue, fine. But other than that, we don't. After all, says Rav Moshe, another reason, there are a number of reasons given in the poskim, but Rav Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to have children. In Memelo, there's a special Siyata Deshmaya at the time of the birth. Even though there is some danger inherent in it, but it must be a special Siyata Deshmaya to overcome that danger. In general, Rachman al-Tan, there are exceptions. But if we are makdim, then we don't have the special siyata d'shmaya. So who says that we are allowed to be machnas ourselves into a situation of sakana? Again, this is a big issue, but that's Ramosha, important shuva in Bays, Ayin Dalet. Is a husband allowed to be in the delivery room? That's also a big discussion in the poskim. Many poskim say yes. Ramosha says there's no problem. Rabbi Willig says he should be there to give his wife moral support in our day and age if they have that relationship. Obviously, a husband is not allowed to look at the makam ha. Yitzia, he's not allowed to look at where the baby is going to come out from. He's got to position himself in the by the head of just talking to his wife, where he should be anyway, not seeing where the baby comes out from. But that is what many poskim say. Not all are happy with it. The Menachas Yitzchak does not think it's such a good idea, but many poskim say that, especially if the woman wants it. If the woman doesn't want it, okay, but if the woman wants it, so then it is no problem. There is a bracha to say that the Shulchan Aruch says that many are careful about. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Chav Gimel in Aruch Chaim that if a woman has a baby boy, then the bracha said is Hatova Hametiv. If the woman is a baby girl, the Mishnah Berura quotes that Shechianu is said. Really, differences between the brachas, but there's also a difference by the male, by the boy. It's right when a person hears, like even before he sees the baby. If he hears the baby crying, if he hears the news, he makes the bracha v'atova ametiv. A daughter, it's when he sees. Near release, as the Mishnah Berura, pashat the papam rishon k'sheroa osa mivarech birchas shechianu. If you don't see your friend for 30 days, right? You say a shechianu, so surely here you would say that as well. The Rav Nevinzal in his Mishnah Berurah on the bottom says maybe he doesn't like the comparison so much. It's not a kal v'chomer. If you didn't see your friend for 30 days, kol shegein, your baby, you never saw. This is a different type of re'iyah. So he says, "Lachain ein levarach shechianu b'leidas bas." That's what he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, not to make the bracha of shechianu. But again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Machlokas haposkim wants to follow their rav in terms of which halacha to follow. Okay, got to stop here. There's a lot other interesting. If you want to look in the weekly halachic discussion, Rabbi Neustadt, he has a important ha'ar in the back, an article in the back about calling. Is one allowed to ask the non-Jewish help in the hospital to call? To leave a message on the machines at home. You want to tell your grandparents. not enough of its sorach to allow a mir la'akum. It's something that many are makel on, but one really has to know the halachas, whether that's really appropriate or not. Okay, we're not paskening now. We're just saying that it is an issue. Okay, we'll stop here. And Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala into Parshas Tazriah.